WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of the new album from Henry Threadgill and his sextet. Threadgill is a composer and saxophonist who came out of the Chicago Musicians Collective, the AACM, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians. He first attracted attention as a member of the cooperative trio Air. Throughout the 80s, Threadgill has devoted most of his time to working with his versatile sextet.
Around 1980, a new breed of jazz group began appearing on the scene. Units like David Murray's and John Carter's octets and Henry Threadgill's sextet. These medium-sized chameleons slither between small group and big band strategies, combining the agility of the former with the massed power of the latter. On record, saxophonist Henry Threadgill's sextet has proved the most consistently rewarding of these mid-sized bands. Their new album, their fifth, is Easily Slip Into Another World on RCA. This sextet, as everyone must keep pointing out, is really a seven-piece band, with double drummers Feronok Loff and Reggie Nicholson, two brass players, trumpeter Razul Sadiq and the versatile Frank Lacey, and the dual strings of cellist Deidre Murray and bassist Fred Hopkins. If the success of mid-sized groups rests on their ability to synthesize big and small band traditions, Threadgill takes his syntheses further than that. Perhaps more than any other current jazz composer, he mixes strains from every phase in the music's history. Threadgill echoes the early New Orleans composer Jelly Roll Morton's riff structures and Latin rhythms on Black Hands Bejeweled. Its melody nods toward La Cucaracha. But while its concepts mirror Morton, its sound does not. Threadgill doesn't regurgitate his influences. He creates anew from time-tested materials. Here's an excerpt from Black Hands Bejeweled. The archaic-sounding trombone is Frank Lacey's. The horn voicings and the wobbly intonation recall a collegiate halftime band. They emphasize that Threadgill's sources go beyond the jazz tradition to the music's origins in country blues, rural brass bands, Sousa marches, and vaudeville music. The staccato melody of Award the Squad Tet echoes the pyrotechnics of brass virtuosi like the Sousa band's Herbert Clark, as well as the angular melodies of Threadgill's fellow Chicagoans Anthony Braxton and Roscoe Mitchell. Thank you. Henry Threadgill's new album isn't entirely devoted to hard-charging music. My Rock, sung by Indian-born Aisha Putli, sounds partly inspired by the Afro-American art song she sang with Ornette Coleman on 1971's Science Fiction. For all of Threadgill's compositional sophistication, the sextet sound is increasingly accessible. This time out, it's almost melodic to a fault. I wish they'd spend a little less time repeating these catchy melodies and more time improvising on them. But if Threadgill has yet to make a perfect album with a sextet, he's never made a bad one, and this is one of their best.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Easily Slip Into Another World, Henry Threadgill's new album on RCA.
Open your eyes. See inside, be outside. All things appear.
This is Fresh Air.